And welcome back to WSHIT's News at 7:15. It's news you can use before you snooze. And now over to our sports desk, where our brand new sports reporter, Mark Bodymouth Johnson, is going to give us an update on all the sports balls and how they're hanging currently. Mark.
Thanks, Jack. I've never enjoyed working with someone so much in my life. Tell your wife to give me a call. Let's go straight to sports ball. Football today in the Crabapple High School semifinals of the Township of Crabapple semifinals football game. I'll tell you what a ground and pounder it was. Mark Derrickson throws for 54 yards down the center of the mound. Touchdown, Crabapple. I'm telling you, I was there. I saw it with my own two eyes. It was as if little men were playing grown man balls. Crabapple wins 75-33 over the city of Grape Nuts. Now over to basketball, where the semi-pro basketball team that's been playing in this town for too many years to count lost yet another game. That's a 356 game losing streak. When will these guys get their heads directly out of their shoes? I do not know. Jason Dringle, standing at 5'2", our center, for what reason I cannot understand, decides to throw the ball to the other team on 16 different occasions. So you can clearly see how this one turned out, 162-7. I'm not even sure how we scored those 7 points. I believe they were given to us out of courtesy. Wrestling on the mat at the Crabapple Township Community College this afternoon as Missy Ledbetter takes down this young lady. Don't even know what her name is, but look at that stranglehold. Passes clear out. Had to go to the hospital. Lots of blood. It was a sight to behold. Go Missy. She's a state champion or going to be a state champion. I'm not even sure. I don't even know if they have state championships for girls wrestling, but if they do, she's gonna go. And I'll tell you what, this girl is super impressive. She also makes my smoothies every morning at Joanne's Smoothie Bar. Head on over for a discount. Tell them that I sent you. And finally, today, two young men who cares about their names decided to enter themselves into the National Pillow Fighting Contest. They lost. It sucked. That's not a sport. Get over yourself, boys. Put some pads on and grow up. And now, back to you.
I'm not entirely sure what was said there, but I'm not a sports guy, so maybe I'm not the intended audience. I will mention that it's 2021 and girls do play sports. You're going to fit in nicely here at WSHIT, Mark. You're a bozo, like the rest of us. We'll be back after this commercial break.
This gives a new meaning to the name Featherweight. Why would this man be throwing the ball to the other team? Has he never seen a basketball before? This is incredible. Look at this girl throw an armbar. I haven't seen someone pass out like that since my uncle started talking about Joe Biden at Thanksgiving. Soccer's not a sport, it's what you put on your muscles. In an Italian restaurant. Oh my God. Why are we using pillows to compete? What is that? Is this a Cyndi Lauper music video from the early 80s? That's it, Jason. Take the basketball down to the other side of the court. Give it to the other coach and let him decide what to do with it. You dipshit. I don't even know where to start this sports thing. Well, I'll talk more about sports if you want me to, Jack, but I don't owe you $12 for shit. Wait, that's the other guy. We'll be back after this.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
When Chrissy and I first started recording this show, she was at her house and I was at my house. We were using shitty microphones and a shitty Zoom-like system to record remotely. We felt that was the safest way to do it. But there was something missing. Something was off, and we felt we never got the sound quality right. We never got the video quality right. And quite frankly, we were unable to communicate in a way that we normally do. So in early 2021, when we felt it was safe, my wife and a couple of the show friends put together a studio in an empty room in my house. That made all the difference in the world. It's just so much better to be sitting with someone when you're doing this kind of absurd and, quite frankly, mediocre comedy podcast. But it also allowed us to batch record episodes, meaning we would record multiple episodes in one day, a couple of days a week. Most of those episodes made it out. You've heard most of them. However, a few of them are lost toys. They're children that didn't get paid attention to. They have no parents. No one cared about them because they weren't as good looking as the other podcasts. And so they were grounded in the hard drive without any love, food, light, or attention. Well, I'm letting them out of their box and you get to listen to them. Here it is, the next episode of TCB The Lost Tapes, the Lost Toys episode. We'll be back on January 18th. Until then, enjoy this never-before-heard episode of The Commercial Break.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah!
I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year!
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in podcast universe. It's another episode of your favorite podcast, The Commercial Break.
The commercial break.
Not the other commercial break, but The Commercial Break. But continue to review us because we're just so tickled pink about the fact that we're getting all of these wonderful reviews. We're just a little disappointed that it's not necessarily about our show.
We very love the concise reviews. Info.
That's right. Very concise info. Concise info. What kind of review is that about a podcast? Very concise info.
No, I remember Brian and I said, "Oh, look how concise we are."
We are concise. If there's anything that we're not, it's concise. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. So if you're new to the podcast and you're expecting concision, you're not going to get. Is concision a word?
I don't know.
It should be a word.
It should be.
Let me ask you a question. Would you, if you were a virgin at your age, at 40 or at 27,
yes,
would you go on a television show and say that out loud to the world?
No.
I'll tell you why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
There's a guy on the new Bachelorette, which I haven't been able to watch because I'm stuck in the studio 24 fucking hours a day, but
yes.
There's a guy on the new Bachelorette.
Is that with Katie?
Yeah, I think it's Katie. Okay. Yeah. But my wife's watching it, and she's keeping me up to date on what's going on. There's a guy named Mike who's a virgin. Now, this happens often on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I think it's kind of like a casting check mark to have at least one virgin on the cast.
To see how things
go. So that they can make fun of him secretly.
Yeah.
Like, dude, no one... If you haven't lost your virginity yet, that's okay. Cool, dude. Whatever you want, right? However it's going to go down, it's going to go down. Whenever it's going to go down, it's going to go down.
Yeah.
But don't think for a second that they're putting you on there for some altruistic reason of showing the world that you two can wait till you're married to have sex. They're putting you on so they can make fun of you.
Well, I'm pretty sure the one guy who just came out as gay was also a virgin.
Oh, yeah, he was a virgin too. That's right.
So.
Big football player. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, I think it's funny that he went on there the entire time.
Yeah.
Pretended like he had 21 women vying for his attention.
He was trying
and the entire time he was a virgin, which seems to me to be absolutely insane.
If there's any time I'm not going to be gay, this would be it.
This is the test. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm just going to push forward with 21 of them and see
once.
If one vagina
piques my interest.
Piques my something.
Yes.
Still waiting for that ED medication sponsor to come up. We're here for you. Roman.com or whatever
Roman,
it is.
Yeah.
Rex. Roman. Roman's the big one.
Yes, Roman.
Me and my wife are having trouble in the bedroom. Our intimacy was lacking until I got Roman. Now I have an erection lasting 6 to 12 hours. I can't come, but my dick is hard as a rock. I'm kidding. I know erectile dysfunction is a real thing.
Yes, that's why there's so many pills.
There's a lot of pills. Now there's a female Viagra.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I met her on Clubhouse one night.
Oh, wow.
I met the person who created the female
you
Viagra.
Did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what it does, but it's out there. Yes. It's called the pink pill. I don't know what it does, but
good for
I guess it
everybody's
juices
sexual
you,
health.
I guess it juices y'all up or something like that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, more power
maybe we should get some of that. We'll give it out as samples and people can report back to us about the pink pill.
Yes.
Because even though she was pretty clear that she was the inventor of this particular medication and she had sold it for like, you know, $200 billion or something to the company. And she was a very, very sweet lady. She never really indicated exactly what the pink pill does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that it sends blood down to that area, just like the blue pill does.
The arousal.
It connects with the arousal department.
Yeah.
That, which is what I like to call women's complicated piece of machinery. How's your arousal department?
So romantic.
Hey, Astrid, how's your arousal department?
Hello?
I'm going to put my dingus in your arousal department. See what happens.
She'd be like, it's not aroused.
I watched,
if you're asking me that, it's not aroused.
She's like, you aren't even on the same street, dude. Department. You're not even in the same building. You got to take it four floors up and head left when you get to the elevator.
The lingerie section.
That's right. Oh, poor Astrid. Poor Astrid. She married me. She was like, this guy's so cool.
Yeah.
What a cool American guy.
He can play piano.
He can play piano. He's so good at guitar. Right. Cares if he doesn't have a boner. Cares if he doesn't know where my arousal department is. He can't put it in my spaghetti house. Who cares? I watched this television show. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Tim and Eric, awesome show. Great job.
No.
It's a Adult Swim show.
Okay, I love Adult Swim.
And then they have something called Dr. Steve Brule, which is like an offshoot of that particular show.
Yeah.
It was filmed years ago. It's like hasn't been on in a decade. But the Adult Swim, it's just the funniest, most absurd kind of humor that you could ever have.
Perfect.
And they always like, what's funny to me is the nomenclature that they use for certain words, right? They'll say like, you know, oh, I've got a gut bust in my spaghetti house, right? And it's like they're talking about the vagina. I just think that's so funny. I'm so stupid. I'm so 3 years old. I laugh. I'm like in bed at night, you know, Matthias is drooling on my shoulder. No, I think spaghetti house is fun. So there you go. Oh, hey, how the heck are you? It's Brian Green, co-host of The Commercial Break. I just came on quickly to let you know that due to the current coronavirus surge and it affecting some of our family members, Chrissy and I are going to start season number 3 1 week later than anticipated on January 18th. That's a Tuesday. Mark your calendar, kids. But until then, I will continue to bring you fresh content by cutting up canned episodes and sending them on your way. Go to tcbpodcast.com if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio right there from our website, tcbpodcast.com. Please do send along a text message or a voicemail with all your well wishes to 661-BEST2. Yo, that's 661-237-8296. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And for content you will not get on the audio version, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Subscribe and like any of the videos that you like. That's the way it works. Until next time we talk, please listen to our sponsors and use their specialized URLs and codes if you're so inclined, and we will talk to you freshly in just a couple of weeks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I mean, if you want to, probably most people are like,
do.
I don't want to be on that show. I'd like to get a job sometime in the future, Brian. I don't want to be that, you know, recorded in history forever and ever with your spaghetti house and whatever you talk about, best to you.
yeah, we did have a guest that actually refused to say best to you.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that. That's stupid.
What am I, 80?
Who was that, Oscar? Yeah. Oscar. I was like, best to you. And he's like, what? No. And I'm like, say it. It's the thing that we say. And he's like, no. So stupid. What are you guys talking about? We love Oscar, but he did not want to play along that day. He didn't want to play along in general that day. I felt like Oscar was maybe he was having a moment. Maybe it wasn't the best day for him.
Yeah.
Or you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and you can do the same thing. I realize you can't tag a friend there, but leave a comment regarding your favorite episode on your favorite episode. Make sure you're a subscriber and you will be entered to win. Okay. No longer shall I delay with the big announcement.
Okay.
The commercial break. This little stupid podcast that we started, a year and some change ago, has reached 500,000 downloads as of yesterday when you're listening to this.
Cheers.
500,000 episodes. Cheers to you. Here, yes. I'll cheers my tea. There you go. 500,000 episodes. So I thought we'd do a little reminiscing on this particular episode.
Okay.
About the early days of the commercial break. The commercial break. Which was, I honestly wish we could throw those first 10 episodes away. It's really bad.
I mean, like we can.
Yeah, I mean, we can. But on the off chance we might get one additional download, I'm going to keep it up there.
Okay.
Because you know what people do is they go to the podcast that they find, right? And they're like, oh, that's really funny. Let me go back and listen.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, but what you do is you don't go back to episode number 17. You go back to episode number 1.
Right.
And you go listen. And so that episode number 1 is constantly being downloaded. It's, you know, it's one of the higher trafficked episodes.
Is ours?
Is our episode number 1.
Really? But it is awful.
I mean,
that
it
could turn people off.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I mean, it's just really bad. When I started this podcast, for those of you who are catching up midway through, we're on episode number whatever.
80 or something.
80 or something. And we're in the 80 range. When I first started the podcast, I originally had the intention of starting a podcast regarding the commercial real estate business, because that's what I do during the day, or that's what I'm doing until they decide not to deal with me anymore.
Or until Spotify picks us up.
Until Spotify decides to give us that Joe Rogan money. But what happened, I found that, first of all, commercial real estate is a really secretive business. Like the developers, you know, they're into all kind of shit, right? I mean, you know, Trump.
I worked with you a little bit. On the.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a weird business where everyone and people don't necessarily want their information out there in the world. And my intention was to put together a daily or a weekly show where I could share information about the comings and goings of certain developments and developers.
Yes.
But I quickly realized that I probably wouldn't have many clients for very long if I did that. So I was like, yeah, you know, that's just a bad idea. Let's not do that. And then many months went by and I just found myself attracted to the term the commercial break.
Life.
I know, podcast life. You too can be sailing in style on this used kayak from Walmart.
I felt myself being drawn to the podcast life.
Fame, fortune, none of which exists in podcasting. I'll go there. Exactly. Yeah. Any idiot with an iPhone can do it. I'll go there. And so the podcast took on a couple different iterations between bad idea number 1 and bad idea number 5. And then I finally struck upon a good idea, which was, I really don't know what I want to do. But I do know that when I get together and I have a laugh with my good friend Chrissy, at least I have fun.
Yes.
Maybe that's interesting enough to at least record a couple of episodes with Chrissy. I'll put it out to the world and I'll see if I can. I didn't know. I was just kind of flying blind.
We were.
Like, yeah. I had no show prep. I had nothing. Yeah.
You literally threw a microphone in my car window.
It was COVID. And I threw it out the car window. Scrubbing with aspartame the entire way, like, I don't want COVID. And I dropped it off at your house, and then I went, okay, Tuesday, I guess we'll record.
Yeah, plug in,
and the result was unbelievable. It's magic from our moment number 1. Literally like a wet fart in church. That's how it went over. Do you want to go back and do you want to listen?
Yeah.
Do you want to revisit episode number 1, that first few minutes of episode number 1?
Okay.
Okay, let's do that. All right, hold on.
Because you had a different intro then too, right?
Everything was different.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was going to do. Yes. I was so clueless. And I thought I kind of thought that I was like doing a good job back then. I was like, oh, you know, I could do this. Podcasting was a big deal.
No,
throw it together. And, you know, yeah. I knew how to edit. That's what I did know how to do. But I just, Chrissy and I had no show prep. Now listen to how bad the first 3 minutes to 4 minutes of this podcast is. We always review other people's bullshit. We're now going to review our own bullshit.
Yes, we're going to turn the lens.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Us.
Half a million downloads later. Half a million. This is like,
yes.
It's an insane amount of downloads. And before I get started with the reminiscing, I want to say this with all seriousness. We appreciate everyone who's been listening since the very beginning. That's only a few people because right. It was like six listeners in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone who's been listening since, everyone who's come along halfway through, everyone who listens to an episode of the show, we are super grateful in
absolutely.
All sincerity. For the immense amount of momentum that you've given us. And we might not still be doing this unless we had so much positive feedback in the form of people listening to the show.
Yes.
Half a million downloads. Most podcasts, when I say most, 99.9% of podcasts will never reach a half a million downloads. It's just not that big of a medium yet. And so to reach a half a million in a year or a year and some change is an incredible accomplishment. And I say congratulations to you, my good friend. Congratulations to you. This is a team effort. We really appreciate it. And, you know, to
me
be
too.
Serious
Thank
for half
for
a second.
Thank you for starting it and throwing
yeah,
that
welcome.
Microphone at me.
Throwing the microphone out the car window, which is exactly what happened. I bought a microphone. Actually, it wasn't on Amazon. I had a microphone sitting around and I just threw it to her out the window. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
This is the very first commercial break episode, April 15th. 2020, which was recorded just a few days earlier. Listen to this horse shit. Hi, and welcome. I'm Brian Green, host of The Commercial Break.
What am I doing?
It's got like a harp playing
Hi,
in the background.
I'm Brian Green, host of The Commercial Break. I know. And there's why did I think this was funny? Not sure. The point was to be funny. And I mean, I guess I say some funny things along, but you make the call. Here
yes.
we go. I'm a son, a father.
Who fucking cares? People are probably like, what?
Father, a husband, a passionate pragmatist, a Facebook doctor, and a Twitter epidemiologist. I started The Commercial Break after the world suddenly locked down in early 2020. I'm saying this as if I had been doing The Commercial Break for months and months. I started The Commercial Break back in 2020, back in early 2020. It is early 2020, you shithead. Like you're fooling anybody. It's episode number one. It's like we're in a real life commercial break. Every podcast, we'll interview experts and idiots alike. We'll give advice. We have interviewed nobody, by the way. Nobody will come on this stupid show except for Oscar. Based on how to survive this lockdown with only high-speed internet, Netflix, food, and air conditioning. We'll talk to people with opposing viewpoints, and we'll get the stories behind them. Together, we'll dive deep into the world.
We'll talk to people with opposing viewpoints.
No, we won't. We hate you. I don't have anything to do with you if you don't agree with everything I say. What am I talking about?
That was the vision.
That
maybe,
was the
that
vision.
You had.
It was the vision I had, actually, until I realized. I'll stop and I'll tell a little story. So when I went in between bad idea number one, commercial break about the commercial real estate, and bad idea number five, which is the idea right before this actual version of the commercial break, I had an idea and I shared it with my friend Allison, which was I was going to call people with incredibly crazy viewpoints, like,
oh,
you know,
right.
crazy QAnon supporters,
right.
Men who couldn't get laid. What do they call them? Incels, right?
Yes.
Involuntarily celibate.
The preachers.
Yeah, KKK member. You know, people who have just incredibly unpopular opinions. I was going to get them to come on. And then rather than just make fun of them for 40 minutes, I was going to actually try and have a conversation and get to the bottom of why do you feel this way? Like what happened? So I wanted to, I was trying to do something earnest, but when I started contacting those people, they just were so, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
They didn't want to have anything to do with me. And even the people who did agree, all they did, they had a list of talking points and that's all they wanted to do was just hit the talking points, you know, blah, blah, blah.
During and after the age of Corona. So enjoy the episode of this commercial break.
The age of Corona, is that similar to the age of Aquarius?
The age of coronavirus, age of Corona. By the way, 600,000 people in this country have died of coronavirus. 600,000 yes. people. When we first started recording this, it was like 12. Yeah, 600,000. It's insane.
Have you lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in the real estate market recently because you've been scammed by scammy scammers? Don't worry. I have spent at least 13 seconds learning how to turn the tables. You too can be a Nigerian real estate scammer online for free. I'm going to show you how to make multiple fake Facebook pages, and you're going to become the king of internet marketing. Buy my series now today, $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. And right now, if you act quickly, I'm going to throw in another package for $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. It's a deal you can't beat. Send it to a friend. Send it to a family. Give it to your dog. It doesn't matter. Everyone's going to be making money on this brand new series.
Okay, ready?
So you had the theme song by that one.
I had the theme song. Yes. I picked that out. The story behind this particular bit, which we started doing at the beginning of the show until it just got out of control, and I was doing like 12-minute bits. And yeah. If you go back and you listen to the first 20 episodes, you'll hear that there are rather lengthy audio productions put at the beginning of each one.
Yes.
Some of them going on for like 10 minutes. I was putting together bits.
Your own skit.
My own skits with 5-10 voices. Yeah. And then I was editing them every week. It was crazy. I was spending like 15 hours on these things. But this particular bit, how this all got started was Chrissy and I and Jeff and Astrid went out to dinner one night.
Yes.
And we started talking
Rachel
about...
Rachel was there too, I think.
That's right, Rachel was there. We went to that like Chinese, Asian buffet restaurant, which
like
was
the,
incredible.
The market, food stall thing.
Food stall. So we go there, and I'm sorry, why did I just scream like that? So we go there, and afterward, we had started talking about real estate scammers, like online real estate scammers, the kind that you see late night, you know, the infomercial types, the guys who are into selling the dream about everything. You too can be real estate billionaire by tomorrow. Yeah. All you have to do
just
is
order
pay
this
$70,000.
Yeah.
So we started talking about that, and I recorded that particular bit. I recorded long before we had the podcast, while I was taking a piss in my bathroom of a different house that I lived in. And then I sent it to the group, like, you know, oh, here's an addendum to our conversation last night. And that was the first bit. And so when I started putting together the first episode, I was like, oh, I should use that and put it at the beginning of the episode. And now, I still think that one's pretty funny.
It is.
But some of those other ones are like, oh my God, Brian, you're just dragging on forever. There's nothing concise about this show.
So that's back to being concise.
Nothing. Now, listen to how bad Chrissy sounds. We gave her a microphone. Listen to how horrible she sounds.
We were also remote from each other.
Yes, we were not recording in the same room. We didn't start
until
December.
It was the age of coronavirus.
Until September of last year. The age of corona.
Coming up on this episode of The Commercial Break.
We paid some guy to do that. We're going to get you a microphone eventually. It sounds perfectly fine, to be honest with you. You sound perfectly fine. So
No, you don't.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You sound perfect.
Chrissy had a microphone. The problem was it wasn't plugged in. So what you're actually hearing
it's
is
like my
Chrissy,
AirPods.
Yeah, your AirPods or something.
That's good news.
I was nervous.
I know. Oh, you were nervous. This is what you sound like.
However, looking at a map of Atlanta.
Why were you looking at a map of Atlanta?
I don't know. What am I talking about? Hey, it's me. I'm over here. I'm looking at a map of Atlanta. Trying to figure out how I'm going to get from point A to point B. Trying to figure out who's going to listen to this stupid podcast.
I'm looking at a map of Atlanta. I don't remember what that was pertaining to.
The squad cast. The video system that we used to go back and forth. If you didn't have somebody on the other line, they showed you a map of where you were.
Oh, that's right.
Even squad cast was bad back then.
Down in Atlanta. Yeah, use your FaceTime camera. You have to go back to the permissions? Oh my God.
So this is like me thinking this is funny and putting this at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Listen to the commercial break you'll hear. Coming up on this episode of The Commercial Break, done by a professional audio voiceover guy, because I realized how shitty it was when I did, you know.
Coming up on this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's so loud. So the first 15 minutes of our podcast, which I won't make you suffer through. Well, yeah. Actually, here. You want to let me play a little bit of it? Okay. All right, hold on. Okay. I'm going to now I'm playing this. Now we're through all the, you know, the pre-show bullshit. Here, listen. Mug.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like gay pride or something.
Cutie, that's
what am I talking about? We look like they're having the best time in the in the world during the quarantine.
I know, exactly.
For the She's like day. Writing signs and rolling in the grass.
Who was that?
I don't know. I
were
cut
we talking
it out.
About one of our friends?
I think we're talking about one of our friends, yes. But I cut out their names because yes. I didn't want them to like feel upset that we were talking about them. But listen to you. Listen to how bad
oh,
you
it's
sound.
Bad.
Oh, sorry. You're loved. Stick with it. Don't worry.
I know. I'm good. I'm like, they are perfect for each other. That's so great that they found them themselves.
They are. It's just
that they found themselves. They're perfect for each other.
The rest of us are like, my bank account says, fuck you, zero. Like, keep focused on the sunshine, man. I'm happy that some people are still staying optimistic.
So, it's just like,
you know, there's something there's something generally funny there, but yeah, we're just like fumbling around so badly. Meanwhile, you're in the moon. You're somewhere.
Yeah,
you're
I'm like far
broadcasting
away.
Over a CB
I'm
radio.
Far away.
So bad. And then we spend another couple of minutes trying to get the audio right, which is embedded into the podcast. So literally what you're listening to is Chrissy and I trying to get the audio right on our first episode. And we go on to blah, blah, blah about nothing. I am so embarrassed. But I mean, I'm really embarrassed by episode number 79 also, but I got to roll with it now. I got sponsors.
I remember going back and listening to those earlier ones because we were working on some kind of project.
We were working on the best of episodes.
Yeah, you said go back.
Which, by the way, also went out on like a fucking Led Zeppelin no one listened to. You could go in our... You could go in our analytics and you could see how long someone listened to the episode for, right? The general snapshot of how long. Most of our episodes are up in the 90 plus range. So if you do listen to the podcast, you're listening to almost the entire thing.
Yeah.
That best of episode that I worked for at least 40 hours on, I worked on two of them while we were gone for Christmas. And I put together little clips from every single show that we had ever done in chronological order so that you could get the best of the shows right there, had 2%. 2%. You didn't even make it through the introduction and you turned it off.
No.
Yeah, they're like, it was bad the first
time.
Yeah,
we've already heard this. It was bad then.
I really hated it back then. I'm not going to like it now.
Right.
I'm just here to hate listen. If there's nothing new, I'm going to go now. you don't mind if I go now, dude.
I was going to say it's episode 2 or 3. It might be 3. Is really funny. I remember it being funny. Now, this is funny as in like just last December.
Yeah.
When I was trying to go through.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think by the time we hit episode number 3 or 4, I think we did like the episode Shamalama Ding Dong, which is the name, which is, you know, my brilliant naming conventions also, which I'm sure you're sick of. Tell us what the episode's about. Why do I have to listen to figure it out? Can't you say on this episode?
Right.
Like most human beings? No, Brian's got to figure out some, you know, weird name for every single episode. Shamalama Ding Dong. Which was the episode we did about preachers.
Yes.
Which I think then we started to get some traction. Then people were listening. I believe then somebody found the podcast and put it up on a Reddit board or a Facebook board or something. Because we started getting, you know, 300, 400, 500 downloads in that third episode. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, what happened?
Who's listening? Because we don't have 500 friends between the two
You were
of
looking
us.
At a map of the world.
I was looking
you
at a map
tracking,
of the world.
We were giving shout outs to each new country.
We did that for like 7 episodes. We'd give a shout out to each new country that was listening, which was horrible also. Like anybody gave a shout. Even the people in the countries were probably like,
I think we were trying to make them feel better.
I think we were trying to make them like convince them to stick around. We're like, well, now that we've got 7 listeners, we got to keep 6 of them around.
Yes. What can we do?
Latvia. That's right. Bangladesh. We were so happy. We were just so thrilled by every new listen.
Yeah. Just surprised.
Yeah. And we were trying, and our goal was to fight to keep every listener around. Yeah. Like, we wanted to keep them around. Now, turnover in podcasting in general is very high. You know, there's so many podcasts out there that people, generally, they stick around for a couple of episodes and then they turn, right? They turn off and they burn. So you constantly have to get new listeners in.
if you can keep even 50% of the episode, the listeners a month over month basis, you're doing a really good job.
Yes.
And we keep about 60%, which I think
nice.
Is, yeah, it's good. But I just am so, I don't know what to do about those first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Like, do we keep them around? Do we let them go?
Because again, like, I don't want somebody to get excited about our podcast and then say, oh, let me go back and listen to the first ones and then figure out that we're frauds.
We are definitely frauds. We are definitely bad at this. We've done something right. We have 500,000
yes.
listeners.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember, we also like the remember in 1 3-month period, we got like 200 5-star reviews and we were so
yes.
excited. Back in September or October, the traffic just started to explode. Like, we went from 1,000 listeners in the course of a couple of weeks to 1,000 listeners in the course of a week, like in
yeah.
during a show and a one show period. And we were just through the roof. We don't necessarily know how all of this happened, but man, we couldn't be more grateful. I got to say it again.
We
could not be more grateful that you have decided to tune in, that you've decided to listen. And all along the way, we tried new things.
We did.
Yes. I don't know if you remember, we had a club at one point, the break room, where
we
people
did.
Could sign up
the
and then we would do an after
room.
Show. Remember we did yeah. an after show? Which was, if you thought the first 5 episodes were bad, the break room was like the bad version of the first 5 episodes of this show.
I remember having like a conference call. It was like you, me, and Astrid.
Oh my God.
And we were trying to figure out.
We were trying to figure out exactly what we were going
to
give them.
What to put in our newsletter. Yeah. And we were going to talk about candy that made you shit. That was like our big feature.
I was so stressed out. Yeah, candy that made you shit. Candy made with pure Olean. Jolly Rancher yeah. Olean.
Yeah, that was our big
hey,
idea.
Have you heard of the new Olean Jolly Ranchers?
You're like, Chrissy, go to Amazon. Look it up. It's Olean.
I wanted to buy some so I could try them. I was going to report back on how bad my diarrhea was.
Great.
Nothing well, but the best for commercial break club listeners or whatever we called it, the break room. It was so bad.
Right.
By the way, for anyone to join the break room, we've thrown your... And then we were like, if you're one of the first 100 people to sign up for the break room, you'll never pay for the show. As if they were going to pay for it anyway.
Well, we did have a model we were going to try and follow,
yes.
but nobody wanted to pay for it.
So we tried the break room where we put out a newsletter. We put out exactly 2 newsletters before we realized that was a waste of fucking time. No one opened it. No one. Not one person. We had like 600 email addresses and 2 people opened it. It was Danny, my brother, and Astrid. And then Astrid unsubscribed, and that was the biggest insult. I was like, okay, this is a waste of time.
Astrid unsubscribed.
When even the person who created the email doesn't want to read the email, we're done. This is not good.
Oh my God.
Come back to the email, but okay. All right. So we tried the email. Then we tried the after show, which you had to be a member of the club to get to the after show, which... So in our analytics, I can look at every single episode, including the after shows, which were bonus episodes, and I can see how many people have downloaded it, right?
Yeah.
So you can go to like episode number, whatever it is, you know, 49 and see that 20,000, 25,000, whatever, 30,000 people have downloaded that episode.
Yeah.
You go to the bonus episodes and it's like 2 downloads. And I'm pretty sure that just to make sure I'm sending out the right episode, I'm the one downloading that episode. No one.
It was probably me.
Yeah.
And
no, no. The people that signed up for the break room, no one downloaded that after show.
No.
Chrissy and I were basically talking to nobody for 6 weeks. We did that for 6 fucking weeks. We did an after show. I remember the last after show.
We probably had to redo an after show too because the audio difficulties.
We probably redid 6 of them. What are you talking about? If we did 6 after shows, we probably redid them 6 times. It got to the point where I just didn't give a shit. The last after show is literally 6 minutes long. And it's me talking about how much I hate doing the after show.
You know what we should do? We should release the after shows into the wild.
Yes.
And let people listen to. If you'd like a copy of the after, I'll put them on YouTube. How's that? I'm going to put the after shows on YouTube. If you're interested in watching them, I'll put them on YouTube in a separate like in a separate playlist, and I'll call it the shitty after show. Yes. Is what I'll call it. The shitty after show. I'll call it, and I'll put it up there, and you can enjoy just how bad those after shows were. So we did the after show. Then we got the great idea as we were rounding the corner to episode to season number two. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and start a Patreon, because if we got 600 or 700 people to sign up for the break room, we can clearly get 600 or 700 people to sign up for Patreon. That did not end up being true. We did get a couple family members to sign up.
That's it.
That was basically it. Yeah. We got a number of Patreon listeners, but it wasn't many.
Yeah.
And so I think we put out 3 Patreon episodes. So we used to do only Wednesday episodes.
Yes.
Then I moved it to Tuesday because I felt like Tuesdays were a better day just for our own scheduling purposes. So we did maybe the first 35 episodes were always on Wednesdays, and then I started releasing them on Tuesdays. Actually, you want to know why I started releasing them on Tuesdays?
Why?
Because I always got really excited about release days because we saw a bunch of downloads.
I figured that was
it. But I couldn't stay up late on Tuesday nights because I had something to do on Wednesday mornings. So I was like, but Monday nights, I'm good. And so then we used to do a Friday episode that was a Patreon episode.
Yeah, that's right. The Friday was Patreon. Right. The
Friday was Patreon. So
it's behind a paywall.
Behind a paywall. You can't get it unless you pay. I think it was like $2.99 a month. We couldn't get anybody to pay. I talk to podcasters all over the world. And I'm a consultant sometimes for other podcasts. I talk to podcasters all over the world. Yeah,
and they have the same problem.
No, some of them are charging like $49.99 a month. They got like 10,000 people.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, I wish I had more. And I'm like, you're making $490,000 a month on this fucking podcast. Yeah. What are you talking about? I couldn't make $7. So that was another brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. Then we rounded the corner. So then we dropped that very quickly. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
We had an ad network that came to us and they said, would you like to be a part of the ad network?
Yes, that was exciting.
That was exciting. We got very excited about that. And so that is why you hear now commercials inside of the commercial break. Mm-hmm. Which, let me stop for a second and tell you this. I told you this way before when we started doing the commercials. We've been doing commercials in our podcast for about 2, maybe 3 months. Mm-hmm. The commercials, while they may be annoying to you, do serve a great purpose. Chrissy and I are actually freed up to do more content because our spouses now agree that we can do this more than once a week, now that we have income coming in from this. And the more income that we have coming in from this, first of all, the happier that we're going to be, right? There's no doubt about it. Who doesn't want to make a living doing what they do?
Yes.
Or what they love to do. But second of all, it allows us to continue to broadcast without having to try things like go to Patreon and throw it behind a paywall. So we're very excited about being a part of this ad network called AdvertiseCast. We're exclusive with them. They're awesome. So if you are ever in the market for the products or services that you hear, make sure to use the URLs and the codes like I tell you to, because that will help those advertisers re-up with us. And it's just 2 or 3 minutes of the show. You can listen. It's Chrissy and I reading them. You can listen to them. So so now we feel like, okay, we're on a ship that's sailing at least in a straight direction now, right? We don't have to keep on jigging and jagging all
over
the place.
We're not going in circles.
But then March, Clubhouse comes along and Brian decides he's got more brilliant ideas, right? If we just did the show on Clubhouse, we're going to be millionaires.
I love your spirit.
Yes. My ADD spirit. So I went headlong into Clubhouse.
Oh, I mean, you jumped. You did a full blown. Yes.
Body, like, you know.
Body slam into
belly
it.
Flop right into the Clubhouse pool. And I was there for hours on end.
Oh, yes.
Every single day. I told my wife, this is it.
This is it.
If we
this
can, if I just give me 6 months on this application and the world is going to change. We're going to be famous. Spotify is going to be knocking at our door any moment now because I am in Clubhouse.
I remember when you first started doing it, I was like, whoa, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, this is cool.
But then I realized that you were in it like 20 hours a week.
20 hours a week. Whoa, yeah,
how are you doing that? And you have a brand new family.
Yeah. I know. I got two small children. Happy Father's Day. I'm on Clubhouse. I started this comedy podcast club, which I really felt like was going to be a big
center for comedy podcasting, mm-hmm. and people were going to come on and they were going to do live shows and it was going to be fun. We did accomplish that in some small way, in the sense that we managed to make a room on Sunday nights called Only Joking with a guy named Eddie Brill.
Yes.
And one of our very first guests was Bill fucking Burr.
Yeah, I mean,
Bill Burr came on. Stephen Wright was on the mm-hmm. very next week. We've had Caroline Ray. We had Brian Kiley.
Susie
Essman from yep. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yep. I mean, these amazing... Dane Cook. Actually, I interviewed Dane Cook on that same...
The Fonz.
Henry Winkler came on. And just this last weekend... We had Dick fucking Cavett. Yeah. Dick Cavett. He's like an American treasure. If you don't know who Dick Cavett is, and I know a lot of our audience is much younger, Dick fucking Cavett is an American treasure. Go watch him. He interviewed John Lennon and Yoko Ono for a week straight on his program when they were being hunted down by the FBI, when the FBI was trying to kick them out of the United States. The Beatles had broken up, and he was the first guy. After Woodstock, all of those artists flew into the Dick Cavett show the day after they played Woodstock. They went on to the Dick Cavett show. When Johnny Carson said no, when, you know, whoever else was out back then, you know, said no, Dick Cavett said yes.
Yeah.
And he literally had a conversation with them sitting there for hours on end. And he is brilliant. He came this last weekend. But the problem with Clubhouse, mm-hmm. that's the great news about Clubhouse. It allows you to have access.
Yeah.
And it's a very exciting place to have these kind of conversations.
Yeah, you can jump in a room
correct.
And be there with Elon Musk.
And Elon
or
Musk or Joe Rogan.
Comedian,
or, yeah,
anybody.
Whoever, right? Yeah. And so I've been leading these rooms with these incredibly famous and wonderful comedians and entertainers. But the problem is with Clubhouse is it ends up being a clicky, bitchy popularity contest.
Yeah, like a high schoolish.
Where if you're not in the in crowd, then you're on the out crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And the in crowd is only a few hand-selected people. At least it seems to me by the Clubhouse executives themselves mm-hmm. that they put their weight, they tip the scale with a few certain people mm-hmm. and the rest of us are out there fending for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike some other places like TikTok. Let me give TikTok as an example. TikTok looks at Instagram and it says, wow, Instagram is making stars out of these young people, but they cannot monetize that fame. Unless they, you know, they go out there and they have to get sponsorships, they're not monetizing the views that they're getting, even though those views that they are getting are making this app incredibly popular.
Right.
In other words, Instagram is winning in all directions, but the person who's creating the content is not,
mm-hmm.
right? So TikTok takes that particular business model and says, let me flip it upside down. Let me pay the people who are giving us the views, who are making us successful. They're going to be our partners in business. And TikTok has now exploded in popularity with the younger crowd. Instagram still is, it's got a billion users.
Oh, yeah.
It's still, I love
super
it.
Super popular still.
Super popular. But TikTok is doing it a little bit
Instagram
different.
Now Instagram has tried to copy TikTok.
Now they're trying with Reels. But they're still not paying people based on views.
Yeah.
They're still not giving anybody any money. YouTube is the same way. YouTube will allow you to make money off the creations, but they tip their fingers on the scale and decide, they essentially decide who's going to be the winners and who's going to be the losers too.
Mm-hmm.
Clubhouse is doing that, but in my opinion, doing it secretly, mm-hmm. right? They are saying, you know, we don't want to be in the creation game. So we stay out of it. You guys figure it out.
Yeah,
right?
you guys create.
Yeah, but... We're going to secretly pick a few people that we're going to keep pushing out there in the world and make them very popular. When they may not be the best creators around, they may not have the best shows around, but, you know, we like these people, so we're going to push them. So it becomes a big popularity fucking contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they could approach everybody in an equal way, or at least start approaching some of the creators, and I'm not saying like me, but like me, and say, hey, you got a great show going on here. How can we support you?
Yes.
Right? How can we help you? How can we give you visibility and stability inside of the app?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. They turn their backs on people like me. And then they secretly push other people. Well, I'm not saying they're good or bad either. It's just, it's clear what's going on. It's all about politics. And Clubhouse, in my opinion, has made a few huge missteps, mm-hmm. which means I'm gone. I'll see you later. I'm not going to create content for free on there.
So now we've moved on.
So now we've moved on to the next thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We've got our eye on fireside.
We are content creators, and whether or not our content is good is up to you. And I'm you have spoken
you
loudly.
You may have already turned the station.
You have spoken loudly, and you don't like our content. We understand. If you think our content is as shitty as we do, you've probably long since turned off this podcast. But if you happen to be sticking around for bits of wisdom, here it is. We are content creating, and we would like to be a part of the conversation if we're creating that content. So as we move in past the 500,000 downloads up to episode number 100, we're grateful for every person who is enjoying this content.
Yes.
We really enjoy doing it for you. And we are only going to pick 4 or 5 additional platforms and new things we're going to try in the next 500,000 downloads.
That's so sweet.
We're not going to confuse
you. That's very concise.
Yes, thank you. I'm not going to confuse you any longer.
All right. Just a couple more. We're just going to try a couple more.
We've just got a number of them to get through. Spotify's got a new thing. Yes. Facebook, Twitter. By the way, no one came to listen anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. We did some clubhouse rooms, and you could have thrown a bowling ball in there and not hit anybody.
Yeah, there were a couple people that tuned in and then immediately tuned out.
Yeah, they immediately tuned out. So that's the kind of support we're getting from Clubhouse. It's Clubhouse's fault.
Right.
If they just would have, I don't know, sent me 1 million people into the room, I would have been happy. If they just would have forced the application open on your phone. So when you were in a meeting, all of a sudden, Brian's talking about removable vaginas. The pleasure department. What did I call it? Pleasure department.
The arousal department.
The arousal department. In your spaghetti house, you dingus.
Yes. Well, I think it did pop open in my friend's. We were at the Van Gogh.
That's the other thing,
and
too. Yeah.
I know. And Jeff goes, "What is that?" And our friend goes, "Oh, it's the Clubhouse app."
Clubhouse. Yeah, we're just here hanging out in Clubhouse on the elevator in my conference call. Hey, listen, I'm sharing my opinion about Clubhouse,
yes.
Right? I actually had a lot of fun in there and I made quite a few friends and we even did some stuff that ended up being good for business. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good networking.
It's a good networking tool. And I hope in the future, actually I don't hope in the future. I don't want to spend any more time on that application. I'll be there once a week.
It was a moment in time.
It was a moment in time. One moment in time.
You did have Caroline Ray's phone number.
I do.
Yeah.
I have quite a few phone numbers, actually. And no, you can't have it. It's a fucking idiot. Texted me the other day and is like, "I just need Bill Burr's phone number." And I'm like, "Oh, you do? Well, let me get that right away to you." What? That's the most fucking ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Did you actually think I was going to give you Bill Burr's phone number?
No.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, I had forgotten all about that incident where someone was trying to get me to give them Bill Burr's phone number. Like, if I'm not using it, you're not using it, dude. I'm putting that in my back pocket for an emergency. Like, end of the world type shit, and I just need a good giggle. We're the only two human beings left, and I just want to laugh. I'll call him up then. Second of all, we are well past 1.5 million downloads now, and so thanks so much. I mean, what a fucking insane number of downloads. It's just crazy. And onward and upward, and here we go. Season number 3 right around the corner on January 18th. Brand new studio, content, ideas, guests, games, a whole bunch of shit coming your way. So stay tuned. Until then, unaired episode of TCB, The Lost Tapes, comes at you again this week and next week. So, chill out. We'll get there. We'll get there. Just got to get over the coronavirus. That's all. Just get over the coronavirus and then we'll be back in the studio for your pleasure. So that wraps it up for another episode of TCB The Lost Tapes. Until next time, we always say we must say we love you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.